Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Punatu, Sahavirya Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravasamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanu Tibesi Dasadhanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagniraya Kantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutraphashakratau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punah Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Peda Vibhagine Vyomavat Vyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha. Gukaras Twantakarascha Rukaras Tannivartakaha Andhakara Nirojitvat Guru Ritya Vidhiyate. Om Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmane Pyashubhamastu Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha Prithivi Satshishalini Desho Yamsho Parahitaha Brahmana Santu Nirpayaha Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma Kaschit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet Asato Ma Sadgamaya Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's try to do Nikarmana together and then we'll work on it a little bit. Om Om Nakarmana Na Prajaya Dhane Na Tyage Naike Amritatvama Nashuhu Parena Nakan Nihitanguhayang Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yogad Yatayashuddha Sattva Te Brahmaloke Tu Para Antakale Paramratat Parimuchanti Sarve Jahrang Vipapam Parame Eshma Putam Yat Pundarikam Puramadhya Sakastam Tatrapi Dahranga Ganan Vishokas Tasmin Yadantas Tadupasitavyam Yo Veda Dao Swara Prokto Vedante Cha Pratishtitaha Tasya Prakatilinasya Yah Parasa Maheshwaraha. Tatra suryo patina chandra tarakam nema vidyuto panti kuto yamagnihi tameva pantamanupati sarvam tasya pasa sarvamidam vipati. Excuse me. Let's work on this one a little bit. Okay. Repeat after me. Om na karmana na prajaya tanena.
Om na karmana na prajaya tanena.
Jage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Jage naike amritatvamanashuhu.
Parena naka nihitam guhayam.
Parena naka nihitam guhayam.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitarthas.
Sanyasa yoga dyataya shuddha sattva aa.
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 Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Paramritat parimuchanti sarve e. Dahrang vipapam parame eshma putain. Yet pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam
puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam
puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam
puramadhya sakkastam. Puramadhya sakkastam.
Puramadhya sakkastam.
Puramadhya sakkastam.
Puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas.
Tatrapi dahrang gaganam
vishokas.
Tatrapi dahrang gaganam vishokas.
Tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas tadupasitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas.
Tasmin yadantas
tadupasitavyam.
Tadupasitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas 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 tadupasitavyam.
Yo veda dao swara prokto. Vedante cha pratishthitah.
Vedante cha pratishthitah.
Tasya prakriti linasya.
Tasya prakriti linasya.
Yah parasa maheshwarah.
Yah parasa maheshwarah.
Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Na tatra suryo bhati na
chandra tarakam.
Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam.
Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi.
Nema vidyuto bhanti kuto yamagnihi. Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvam idam vibhati. Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati.
Okay, repeat after me. Om nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Om nakarmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu.
Parena naka nihitanguhayam viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga dhyataya shuddha sattva.
Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartha sannyasa yoga dhyataya shuddha sattva.
He brahma loke tu para antakale para mritat parimuchanti sarve. Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma phūtaṁ yat pundarīkam puramajya sakhastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma phūtaṁ yat pundarīkam puramajya sakhastam.
Yat pundarīkam.
Yat pundarīkam.
Puramajya sakhastam.
Yat
pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma bhūtaṁ. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma bhūtaṁ. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma bhūtaṁ. Yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma bhūtaṁ yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma bhūtaṁ yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam.
Dahraṁ vipāpam parame eśma bhūtaṁ yat pundarikam puramadhya sakkastam. Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas.
Tatrapi
dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas.
Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas.
Tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam. Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas.
Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas.
Tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam.
Tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam.
Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas. Tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam. Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas. Tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam.
Tatrapi dahraṁ gaganaṁ viśokas. Tasmin yadantas tadupāsitavyam.
Yovedadao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Yovedadao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha.
Tasya prakatilinasya yav parasa maheshwaraha.
Tasya prakatilinasya.
Na tatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamaknihi.
Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamaknihi.
Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tameva pantam anupati sarvam.
Tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Let's do it one more time together. Om Om Nakarmana Nakrajayatane Natyage Naike Amritatvamana Shuku Parena Nakan Nihitanguhayang Viprajate Yadyatayo Vishanti Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartha Sanyasa Yoga Dhyataya Shuddha Sattva Te Brahma Loke Tu Para Antakale Paramratat Parimuchanti Sarve Dahrang Vipapam Parame Eshma Putanyat Pundarikam Puramadhya Sakhastam Tatrapi dahrang gaganan vishokastasmin yadantas tarupasitavyam. Yo veda dao swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha. Tasya prakatilinasya yaparasa maheshwaraha. Na tatra suryo pati na chandra tarakam. Nema vidyuto panti kuto yamaknihi, tameva pantam anupati sarvam, tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. Good. Let's do mrityun. We'll just do it together several times, okay? Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshi Yamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshi Yamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshiyamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshiyamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshiyamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshiyamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshiyamamrata Ata Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukami Vibantanam Richor Mukshiyamamrata Ata Shanno. Okay, repeat after me. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
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 It's, I made a mistake, Shang. Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Shanno Pavatwara Yama.
Shanno Pavatwara Yama.
Shanno Pavatwara Yama.
Shanno Pavatwara Yama.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham
Brahmasi. Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Twameva Pratyaksham 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 Brahma Vadishyami.
Twameva Pratyaksham.
Twameva Pratyaksham
Brahma Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Brahma Vadishyami.
Ratam Vadishyami.
Ratam Vadishyami.
Ratam Vadishyami.
Ratam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanmam Avatu.
Tanmam Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu. Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Om Shanno Mitra Sham Varunaha.
Shanno Bhavatvara Yama.
Shanno Bhavatvara Yama.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Shanno Vishnururukramaha.
Namo Brahmane.
Namo Brahmane.
Namaste Vayo.
Namaste Vayo.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami.
Ratam Vadishyami.
Ratam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Satyam Vadishyami.
Tanmam Avatu.
Tanmam Avatu.
Tadvaktaram Avatu.
Avatu
Mam.
Avatu Mam.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Avatu Vaktaram.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Let's do it together. Om Shanno Mitra Shambhadanaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami Ratam Vadishami Satyam Vadishami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. One more time. Om Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami Ratam Vadishami Satyam Vadishami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Okay. Take a little break.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at this. Atma Bodhi. We'll chant these first couple of verses and then we'll move on. Om Tapo Bihikshin. Wait, sorry. Tapo Bihikshin. I have to remember how to chant. Tapo Bihikshina Papanam Tapo Bihikshina Papanam Shantanam Vitaraginam Mumukshunam Apekshoyam Atmabodo Vidhiyate Tapo Bihikshina Papanam Shantanam Vitaraginam Mumukshunam Apekshoyam Atmaboto Vidiyate Bodonya Sadhane Bhyohi Sakshan Mokshaika Sadhanam Pakasya Vanivatjnanam Vina Moksho Nasidhyati Bodhonya Sadhane Bhyohi Bodhonya Sadhane Bhyohi Sakshan Mokshaika Sadhanam Sakshan Mokshaika Sadhanam Sakshan Mokshaika Sadhanam Sakshan Mokshaika Sadhanam Pakasya Vanivatjnanam Vina Moksho Nasidhyati Bodhonya Sadhane Bhyohi Sakshan Mokshaika Sadhanam Pakasya Vanivatjnanam Vina Moksho Nasidhyati Vina Vina Moksho Nasidhyati Nasidhyati.
And Carol, in the prior one, on the one he, is it not, is the jhana not pronounced?
Vanivaj, it's just going to be a pause, because when you have a ja with a ja, when you have two like letters together, it really amounts to a pause. Vanivaj jnanam. Okay?
But not vanivajjanam.
No. We did these too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Aviroditya karma. Aviroditya karma.
Aviroditya karma.
Aviroditya
karma.
Na vidyam vinivartayet.
Na vidyam vinivartayet.
Na vidyam vinivartayet.
Na vidyam vinivartayet.
Vidya vidya nihantyeva.
Vidya vidya nihantyeva.
Tejas timirasankavat.
Tejas timirasankavat.
Tejas timira timira sankavat. Tejas timira sankavat. Tejas timira sankavat.
Timira.
It should be. Boo. Typo. Timira, not Tamira. It's Timira. We have to change that. Now I'll have to reprint this. Timira. Timira. Shorty. Timira.
Is it a long
Timira?
It's a short.
Timira.
Would you write it on the board?
Yeah. Short E. Even though it's such a funny thing because even though I check this over and over, my mind just supplies the right letters, you know. Tejas Timira Sankavat. So you've got to make a short E there.
Yeah.
I'll fix it during the break, but for now, if you can just write that in.
I fixed it.
Good. Then we're fine now, okay. Let's look at this third verse. Just read, we're going to not chant it now, we're going to read it and then we're going to look at the Sunday. So repeat after me. Aviroditaya.
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 Karma.
Karma.
Na vidyam.
Na vidyam.
Vinivartayet.
Vinivartayet.
Vinivartayet. Aviroditaya karma. Na vidyam. Vinivartayet. Aviroditaya.
Aviroditaya.
Karma.
Karma.
Aviroditya karma.
Aviroditya karma.
Aviroditya karma.
Aviroditya karma.
Na vidyam.
Na vidyam.
Vinivartayet.
Vinivartayet.
Na vidyam.
Na vidyam.
Vinivartayet.
Vinivartayet.
Na vidyam. Vinivartayet.
Na vidyam. Vinivartayet.
Aviroditya karma, na vidyam vinivartayet. Aviroditya karma, na vidyam vinivartayet. Aviroditya karma. Na vidyam vinivartayet.
Na vidyam vinivartayet.
Aviroditya karma.
Aviroditya karma.
Navidyam vinivartayet.
Navidyam vinivartayet.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
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 Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Tejas timira sankavat.
Tejas timira sankavat.
Tejas timira sankavat.
Tejas timira sankavat.
Timira.
Timira.
Timi. Timira.
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 Timi, Timi,
Timi,
Timira,
Timira,
Tejas, Timira.
Timira. Okay. So you have the first word is Tejas. Tejas, Timira. Tejas, Timira, Sangavat.
Okay. So is that the way it is on the top?
No. No, because when you write it together, this is going to be a conjunct consonant. So you're going to have like this. Tejas, Tejas, T. Right? Here I've separated the words for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is going to be C.
Oh, that's better than wild.
Tejas. This here?
Oh, yeah, yeah, good.
Stee. Tejas, T, me, ra. Sangha, vat. Everybody see it? Tejas, Timira, Sangha, Vat. Okay? Tejas, Timira, Sangha, Vat. Okay. Sorry.
Sangha. Sangha. Ga. Ga. Aspirate. Ga. Sangha, Vat. Ga. Yeah, Arjun's got it. Copy. Second line. Vidya, Vidyam.
Vidya, vidyam.
Nihantyeva.
Nihantyeva.
Tejas, Timira, Sankavat.
Tejas, Timira, Sankavat.
Tejas, Timira, Sankavat.
Tejas, Timira, Sankavat.
Let's put, do it with a Sunnybrook and talk about Avirodhitya karma na avidyam. Say that na avidyam. Na avidyam. Na avidyam vinivartayet. Avirodhitya karma na avidyam vinivartayet. Everybody see it? Go ahead and read that.
Avirodhitya karma na avidyam vinivartayet.
Then, second line. Vidya avidyam.
Vidya avidyam.
Nihanti eva. That E plus A. Nihanti eva.
Nihanti eva.
Vidya avidyam. Nihanti eva.
Vidya avidyam. Nihanti eva.
Tejas timira sangha vat.
Tejas timira sangha vat.
Tejas timira sangha vat. Okay, let's look at the word meaning. This word, avirodhitya, it's in the feminine instrumental singular. You haven't learned feminines yet? So, avirodhitya, because of not being opposed, virodha means to be opposed. Avirodhi, avirodhita, because of because of being not being opposed. Avirodhitya, because of not being opposite or opposed, okay? Avirodhitya. The word karma comes from karman. And karma, and you haven't learned unending nouns, but karma is the nominative singular. Karma. So, karma, because of not being opposed, avirodhitya, karma na avidyam vinivartayet. Vinivartayet, that eight ending is the third person singular of the potential mood. And it means vinivartayet, it means will definitely not. It won't. It's a emphasis. It will not destroy. It will not remove. Vinivartayet, it will not remove. What? Avidyam. Avidya is a feminine noun. Avidyam is in the accusative plural, singular. Avidyam. So karma na vinivartayet. Karma will not destroy avidya. Accusative singular. Karma nominative singular. Karma na vinivartayet will not destroy avidya. Ignorance. Avidyam is in the accusative singular. Avirodhitya, because of not being opposed.
Okay. Karma,
yeah.
Meaning action.
Yeah, karma. Yeah, action. Any type of any karmas or rituals.
Okay,
avirodhitya, because of not being opposed. Karma na vinivartiye, will not destroy, will not remove avidya, ignorance.
So what is this opposed?
There's no opposition, or there's no contradiction or conflict. So you can do all kinds of karmas. They're not opposed to ignorance at all. So the ignorance, it doesn't touch the ignorance. Yeah. And it kind of explains it in the next line. So because of not being opposed or contradictory, karma does not destroy avidya. Then second line. Vidya, feminine nominative singular, knowledge, avidyam, accusative singular, ignorance, nihanti eva, knowledge, not nihanti, third person singular, t ending, vidya, knowledge, nihanti eva, knowledge alone, eva, destroys ignorance, knowledge, ignorance destroys alone. Vidya, knowledge, avidyam, ignorance, nihanti eva, alone destroys. Knowledge alone destroys ignorance. Vidya, avidyam, nihanti eva, knowledge alone destroys ignorance. Tejas timina sangavat. Remember I've said this vat ending is an indeclinable affix that's put onto nouns or adjectives, and it means like. It means eva, like. Like, tejas, timida, sangha. Timida means darkness. Sangha means like a multitude or a collection or a group. So here if you say timida, sangha, a multitude of darkness, means a space of darkness, darkness. So say you're in darkness. So like dense darkness, we could say. Like dense darkness, timida, darkness, sangha, collection, multitude. Okay, of darkness, tejas by light. Tejas means light. So like darkness by light. Knowledge alone. Or you could say tejas in the, take it as a nominative, you could say like this. Knowledge alone destroys ignorance. Now it has to be like the dense darkness is destroyed by light. Like dense darkness by light, knowledge alone destroys ignorance. Anybody see? So, avirodhitya karma na avidyam vinivartayet. Because of not being opposed, karma cannot destroy ignorance. Knowledge alone, vidya, vidyam, vihantyeva, knowledge alone destroys ignorance. Like dense darkness by light. Gives the example. Anybody see it? Let's chant it then. Repeat after me first. Avirodhitya karma.
Avirodhitya karma.
Na vidyam vinivartyet.
Na vidyam vinivartyet.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Tejas kimirasankhavat.
Tejas kimirasankhavat.
Avirodhitya karma.
Avirodhitya karma.
Na vidyam vinivartyet.
Na vidyam
vivartyet. Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Tejas timirasankhavat.
Tejas timirasankhavat.
Avirodhitaya karma.
Avirodhitaya karma.
Na vidyam vinivartyet.
Na vidyam vinivartyet.
Vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Vidya vidyam
nihantyeva. Tejas timirasankhavat.
Tejas timirasankhavat.
Tejas timirasankhavat.
Tejas timirasankhavat.
Okay.
Till when we say the vidya vidyam.
Vidya vidyam.
But we say vidyam even though the next letter is na, so it doesn't take the na sound.
Yeah, you can say it's optional, but you can say vidya vidyam nihantyeva. Yeah. Or you can say vidya vidyam nihantyeva.
Can I put my own rhythm to this? Or is
You can. Yeah, I've already chanted it in two different. I never know which one it's going to be. I'm halfway through. I have no control over that. I'm lucky to get one or the other out. So the two that I've chanted, two ragas that I've chanted are fine. And you can also make it up if there's a good raga that fits. It's fine. Because these don't have the swaras. Okay?
No, they're all of them, right? All five sentences.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Should we try another one? But you're okay? I'll take it. Parichanniva ajnanat. Parichinna eva agnana. Let's do it first. Parichinna eva agnanat. Parichinna eva agnanat.
Parichinna eva agnanat.
Tannashe satikevalaha.
Tannashe satikevalaha.
Swayam prakashe. Swayam prakashate yatma.
Swayam prakashate yatma.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Parichinna ivajnanat.
Parichinna ivajnanat.
Tannashe satikevalaha.
Tannashe.
Swayam prakashate yatma.
Swayam prakashate yatma.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Parichinna ivajnanat.
Parichinna ivajnanat.
Tannashe satikevalaha.
Tannashe satikevalaha.
Swayam prakashate yatma.
Swayam prakashate yatma.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Megha payem shumaniva.
Let's look at the sandhi.
Megha.
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 Megha. Apaye. Megha. Apaye. Amshuman. Eva.
Kept tripping over.
Yeah.
Well, let's go through the sandhi and then it'll become clear. Parichinnaha eva, the Visarga drops. Parichinnaha eva. Parichinnaha eva. Agnanat. Parichinnaha eva. Agnanat. tet nashe. Yeah. Tet nashe sati kevalaha. Parichinnaha eva agnyanat tet nashe sati kevalaha. Swayam prakashate hi atma, short e, hi atma, swayam prakashate hi atma, megha apaye, short a, apaye, megha apaye, amshuman, apaye, amshuman. Eva. Megha apaye amshuman Eva. Did he see?
No.
Megha apaye. Then you see that avagraha, that S there, and then the dot on the top? That's that's a amshu. It's a silent a there. So megha apaye, you see that part, right? Mega apaye. See the dot on top of the silent a? Amshuman.
So
yeah, that's it. That avagraha is always a silent a. But when we break the sandhi, it'll be mega apaye. Then you add, instead of the avagraha, the silent a, you just add an a. So that would be See the dot? Amshu. Amshuman. Eva. Amshuman means the sun. It's a word for the sun. Amshuman, that which has rays.
Oh, that's nice.
That which, yeah. That which possesses, that which has rays. Amshuman, the sun.
The transliteration of Man Eva, is there E supposed to be in there? It says I-E-V.
Ooh. Why is that there? Another mistake. That's odd. Shouldn't be there. In the transliteration, there's an E there. I wonder why that's there. I have no idea. But I'll check it when I correct this other mistake. Shouldn't be there in the transliteration. Everybody see that? I-E-V-A?
Mm-hmm.
It should be Amshuman Eva. That's weird. I don't know why that's there. Maybe I made a mistake, and then when I corrected the Sanskrit, I didn't correct the transliteration or something. So let's take a look at this, and then we'll take a break, okay? Parichinnaha means limited or circumscribed. Something that is parichinnaha means it has boundaries, like any form is circumscribed. So parichinnaha means that it's boundaried, circumscribed, separated from another thing. So another way of saying it, it's limited or boundary, this parichinnaha. Eva, as though, parichinnaha eva. Eva means as though or like, parichinnaha eva. As though separate or as though limited, parichinnaha eva. Agnyanat, ablative singular, right? Parichinnaha, nominative singular. Parichinnaha, limited, eva, as though. Agnyanat, from ignorance, because of ignorance. As though limited because of ignorance, agnyanat, tat nashe, tan nashe. When that is destroyed, in the sati, this is an absolute locative phrase that you haven't learned yet. Sati is actually a present participle, so just let it go for now and just trust me, it means when upon the elimination of that, nasha means elimination. Nashe is in the locative singular. Tan is part of a compound, so it means upon the destruction of that, and that of the that is going to be referring back to the ajnana, to the ignorance. Kevalaha is a word for Brahman or Atma, one without a second. Kevalaha, that means that which is whole or complete, one without a second. So it's a word that's used for the Brahman.
Okay. Does it also mean only?
Yeah, it can mean only also. That's right. Yeah. So here it means the Kevala, which is one without a second, pure consciousness, pure being. So it says, and notice that Kevalaha is in the nominative singular like Ramaha. So look at this top line. Parichinnaha, nominative singular, Eva, as though, Kevalaha. Kevalaha, so we'll say Brahman, okay, pure consciousness, the one without a second. Kevalaha, as though limited. Kevalaha is as though limited. Kevalaha parichinnaha eva. Ajnanat, because of ignorance. The Kevala Atma, the Atma, which is one, which is pure consciousness alone, which is one without a second, that appears as though limited because of ignorance. Kevalaha parichinnaha eva. Ajnanat. Kevalaha parichinnaha eva is as though limited. Ajnanat, because of ignorance. Oh, that must be Dad. That's Michael. Tannashe sati. When that is destroyed. Tannashe sati. When that is destroyed. Okay? So the limitless, the kevala, which appears as though limited because of ignorance. Tannashe sati. When that is destroyed. Swayam prakashate hi atma. Hi, Mike. The Atma itself shines. Like when a cloud, when the clouds are removed, the sun. Okay, let's take a little break and then we'll we're gonna finish it in a minute. Yeah, we're gonna come back to it.
Yeah, a quick question.
Yeah.
Now, why are you doing this Sundays? So
okay, so the verse 4 again. Parichinnaha Eva Ajnanat Tannashe Sati Kevalaha. So the Kevala, Kevala Atma, pure self, limitless, one without a second self, Kevala Atma, Parichinnaha Eva Ajnanat, appears limited. When you say that Parichinnaha Eva is as though limited, often we'll translate that as appears limited, right? The Kevala is as though limited, appears to be limited. That's a way that we'll often translate that. Parichinnaha eva ajnanat, because of ignorance. Tannashe sati, when there is the destruction of that ignorance, when that is destroyed, right? Tannashe sati, tan referring back to the ajnana. Swayam prakashate hi atma. The atma prakashate, atmane pada third person singular. Atma, nominative singular, the Atma prakashate shines. Atma swayam. Swayam is an indeclinable and it means itself. The Atma itself shines. Another way of translating it, the Atma shines of its own accord. The Atma itself shines. He, indeed. The Atma, indeed, the Atma, he there is emphasis. Swayam prakashate hi atma. The atma itself, swayam prakashate, shines. Megha apaye. Apaya means removal or absence. So in the removal of the clouds, megha is clouds, megha apaye, locative singular. You could say, upon the removal of the clouds, megha apaye, Amshuman, nominative singular, like the sun, Eva, like the sun, Amshuman, that which has rays, it's a name for the sun, Amshuman, like the sun, when the clouds are removed. Megha paye, on the removal of the clouds, megha paye, Amshuman, Eva, like the Amshuman, like the sun, on the removal of the clouds, or when the clouds are removed.
So Eva in this case means like?
Like.
This is funny in a way because you always talk about the sun, and then, but there really isn't a person standing on the earth. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like.
Yeah, but the idea here is that the sun hasn't ever not been
right.
illumined, right? But when the clouds are removed, nothing has happened to the sun. The sun reveals itself.
Right.
So, parichinnaha eva ajnanat tannashe sati kevalaha swayam prakashate hyatma megha payem shumaniva. Everybody see it? Parichinna eva ivajnanat tannashe sati kevalaha swayam prakashate hyatma megha payem shumaniva parichinna ivajnanat tannashe sati kevalaha swayam prakashate hyatma megha payem shumaniva. Okay, good. Everybody get it?
So the whole sentence would be like your consciousness?
It would be the kevala atma appears as though limited because of ignorance. When that is destroyed, the atma itself shines, just like the sun when the clouds are removed. Okay? All right, have your nominative endings and masculine endings and masculine E endings out. Okay. Repeat after me without looking. See how we're doing today. Ready? Ramaha Ramau Ramaha Ramam Ramau Raman.
Ramaha Ramau Ramaha Ramam Ramau Raman.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramaihi Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramena Ramapyam Ramaihi Ramaya Ramapyam Ramepyaha.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Ramat Ramapyam Ramepyaha Ramasya Ramayoho Ramanam.
Rame Ramayoho Rameshu.
Rame Ramayoho Rameshu.
Rama Ramau Ramaha.
Rama Ramau Ramaha.
Okay, give me the instrumental line. Ramena Ramena Rama Pyam Ramahi. Genitive line.
Ramasya
Ramayoho Ramanam. Nominative. Dative. Ramaya, data. Ramaya, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha. Locative.
Rame,
Ramayoho, Rameshu. Rame,
Ramayoho, Rameshu.
Accusative.
Ramam,
Ramau, Ramaha. What is... Oh, what did I say? Raman, sorry. Okay. Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Okay.
Ramam, Ramau, Raman.
Ramanam. Rame. Ramasya. Ramahi.
Instrumental, plural instrument.
Ramau.
Dual.
Nominative.
Vocative jewel, that's good. Rama Pyam.
Instrumental,
dative, ablative, dual. Ramayoho.
Dual, locative, locative.
Genitive and locative. Genitive, locative, dual. Ramayoho. Rame Pyaha.
Aha. That is dative and ablative.
Raman. Use it as plural. Ramaha. Ramena. Ramena. Great, you said it. Ramena. Ramat. Ramaya. Ramaya.
Dative singular.
Ramaya. Dative singular. Okay. Ramaha. Rame. Ramena. Ramena.
Singular.
Ramena. Ramaihi.
Instrumental plural.
Good. Ramayoho. Give me the dative line. Give me the accusative line. Genitive. Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam. Locative line. Okay, good. Repeat with me from nominative all the way down. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman, Ramena, Ramapyam, Ramaihi, Ramaya, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha, Ramat, Ramapyam, Ramepyaha, Ramasya, Ramayoho, Ramanam, Rame, Ramayoho, Rameshu, Rama, Ramau, Ramaha. Good. See, it's getting smaller, isn't it, in your head? It's getting smaller? Good. Take a breath. Now we're going to do some masculine ease, okay? Nominative, just repeat after me. Harihi, Harihi, Hariyaha.
Harihi,
Harihi, Hariyaha.
Harihi, Harihi, Hariyaha.
Harihi, Harihi, Hariyaha.
Harihi, Harihi, Hariyaha.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Harim, Hari, Harin.
Hariyaha.
Hariyaha.
What is it?
Plural.
Harim.
Singular. Accusative.
Hari.
Dual.
Nominative.
Harihi.
Nominative. Singular.
Harin.
Plural,
accusative plural. Harim.
Singular
accusative. Harihi.
Nominative singular.
Hariyaha.
Nominative plural.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Harim, Hari, Harin.
Harihi, Hari, Hariyaha, Harim, Hari, Harim.
Hari, Hari, Hariha. Harim, Hari, Harim.
Instrumental. Hari Na, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi.
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 Data. Hariye, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi.
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 Instrumental and data. Hari Na, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi. Hariye, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi.
Hari Na, Hari Pyam, Hari
Bihi, Hari Ye, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi.
Hari Na, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi, Hari Ye, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi. Hari Na, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi, Hari Ye, Hari Pyam, Hari Bihi.
What's Hari Na?
Instrumental.
Harim.
Singular
accusative. Hari Ye.
Singular.
Harihi. Not
singular.
Harim. Harim.
Plural.
Haribihi.
Plural instrument. Plural.
Instrumental plural. Haribyaha.
Haribyaha. Plural instrumental
and data.
Plural.
Dative plural. Bhyaha. Actually, it is dative and ablative. We haven't got to have that, but it is dative and ablative. Hari Bhyaha. Hari Bihi.
Plural instrumental.
Plural instrumental. Harin.
Plural accusative.
Hari.
Plural
nominative accusative dual. Hariye.
Singular
Hariye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Hariye. Actually, I was thinking novice. Hariye. What is it?
Singular
data. Hariyaha is what I was saying in my mind was Hariyaha. What is it? Hariyaha.
Plural.
Nominative plural. Nominative plural. Right. Harihi. Hariyi. Hariyaha. Harihi. Hari, Hariyaha. Okay. What about Hari Pyam?
Dual instrumental data and
data. Mm-hmm. And it'll be ablative too when you do that, right? So the Pyams all the way through are going to be, no matter what the word is, whatever it ends in, Pyams will always be instrumental, dative, and ablative dual. Byahas will always be the plurals for dative and ablative, right? Bihi, you know, for the Rama, the ending, you have Ramaihi for instrumental plural, but everywhere else it's Bihi, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Guru Bihi, Hari Bihi, Marud Bihi, it'll always be Bihi except for these ending nouns where it's Ihi. So you have Ramaihi, Ashwaihi, like that for the endings. But everywhere else, it's Hari Bihi, Guru Bihi, Maru Bihi. Right, so instrument, you'll get used to seeing Bihi. It's always as instrumental plural, except for the us, okay? And Byaha will always be all the way through. All the way through will be the dative and ablative, Byaha.
And then also plural. Yoho, is that always dual?
Yes, Yoho, but you'll see it in different forms. You'll see Oho, not always Yoho.
Like Har
Yoho, but Marutoho. So really, Os. Mm. Sometimes Yos. Depends on the Ya comes from Sundi, right? So that you get that Yoho from a Sundi rule. Mm. But the actual termination is Os. And that Os will always be all the way through.
Always in that position.
Yeah, that's right. And the shu endings in the locative plural, like rame shu, it'll be shu or su, because the sha sa is due to a sundi. The sa changing to sha is due to a sundi. But so if you say rame shu, hari shu, but sitasu.
Harishu
for locative plural. So you'll start seeing these patterns. You know, I don't expect you to see them all yet, but I'm just pointing out right now the bihis, byahas, and byams. That's it. I mean, once you know those, what those are, you'll be able to recognize it anyway.
Why would that be different than sita?
With Rama before the shu, Rama takes guna and becomes Rame. The sa, when it's preceded by any vowel except an or a, changes to sha. So because Rama becomes Rame, then you get Rame shu.
Yep.
But with sita, it doesn't become sita, it stays a sita. And so the su doesn't become shu, sita su. So you haven't learned feminines yet to really understand that. You've seen it like Rameshu, Harishu. That's because the sa is now preceded by any vowel except R A, in which case the sa becomes a sha. So you're only seeing the shu endings there.
But because the sita is feminine, that doesn't apply.
That's right. Because the sita, the long A there for sita, doesn't.
Long,
yeah, it doesn't change. So it's sita su. So you'll learn that when we do the feminine, but once you understand the sandhi, if you see su or shu, it's the same. Just like if you say ina with a dental na, or ana, na with a lingual na, the dental na will change to a lingual na depending upon the sandhi. That's that killer rule that I've talked about, right? Okay, let's stick with the hari for now. Dative line, hariye, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Hariye,
hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Hariye, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Hariye, hari pyam, hari pyaha. Harehe, ablative. Harehe, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
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 Dative ablative. Hariye, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Hariye,
hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Harehe,
hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Harehe,
hari pyam, hari pyaha. Harehe, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Harehe,
hari pyam, hari pyaha. Harehe, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
Harehe, hari pyam, hari pyaha. Harehe, hari pyam, hari pyaha.
What's hariye?
The singular.
Harina.
Instrumental plural.
Harina.
Singular.
Harina. Instrumental singular. Harina. Right? Hariye? Hariye?
Dative singular.
Dative singular, hariye, right? Hariyaha is nominative plural, hariyaha. Hariye, okay, hariyaha is nominative plural. Hariye, instrumental singular. Okay. Harehe, dative singular, dative singular. Hariye, dative singular. Harina,
instrumental
singular. Harehe. Harehe.
Harehe is ablative.
Ablative. Harehe is dative.
Oh, right.
Harehe is ablative and genitive, as we'll learn. Harehe, okay? So, harehe, hari pyam. Instrumental, dative, ablative. Instrument, hari pyam, hari pyaha. State of ablative plural, pyaha, hari pyaha, hari pihi.
Accusative
plural.
Pihi.
Hari pihi.
Hari
pihi.
Instrumental.
Harehe. Ablative singular. Hariye.
Dative singular.
Harina.
Instrumental singular.
Harina.
Harim.
Harihi.
Nominative singular.
good. You're getting it. Slowly, really. At some point, you'll see the whole thing at once. It's just repetition. Okay? Genitive. Harehe, harayoho, harinam.
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 Look at it. Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Genitive. Harehe, harayoho, harinam.
Harehe, harayoho, harinam.
Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Harehe, harayoho, harinam. 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 Harao, harayoho, harishu.
Harinam.
Which is it?
Genitive plural, harinam. Harityaha.
Plural for dative ablative.
Dative ablative plural. Harehe.
Singular for
ablative.
Singular for dative.
Harehe is ablative and genitive singular. Harehe, right?
And then
dative,
right.
Hariye is dative. Harehe is ablative and genitive singular.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I feel the minds are starting to...
we're starting to... We're melting
down. What's hara?
Locative singular.
Locative singular. Harayoho. Genitive and locative dual. Right. Harishu.
It's plural.
Hare, hari, hariyaha, vocative.
Hare, hari, hariyaha.
Hare, hari, hariyaha.
Hare, hari, hariyaha.
Okay. Let's take out our books and just do something else. Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. Page 42. Go to the top of the page. Well, actually, go to page 41. To the bottom of the page. This is just going to be recognition, okay? Repeat after me. Modicon.
We did these.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
I know we did. Sorry. Yes. Modicon swadante brahmanaha.
Modicon swadante brahmanaha.
For the first word, modicon, what ending is that? Yeah, like Raman. What about brahmanaha? Aha, long ah. Brahmanaha. Nominative plural. So modicon and vocative plural. Right. It happens to be nominative plural. Okay. Modicon. Everybody see that as okay. Modicon swadante. What is that ante ending?
Person plural.
Atmanepada. Yeah, third plural, atmanepada. So we've done the sentence, the brahmanas eat sweetmeats, right? Let's look at the next one. Repeat after me. Dhanikam dravyam yachete bhikshukau.
Dhanikam
What could that M, Bhikshukal, what could that M of Dhanikam and Dravyam be? Or? Say if
there's, example, like,
it could be other things too, right? It could be neuter singular, and or not, yeah, nominative or accusative singular for a neuter noun, or it could be accusative singular for a masculine noun. Okay? Now, the word dravyam happens to be a neuter noun. So what would that mean?
So that would make it a nominative or accusative singular.
So you have a choice, since dravya is not as a neuter. You know, even when I'm reading new words, I don't know if they're masculine or neuter, unless I know it. I may not know it, but I know that it, I know what my choices are. Okay, so you don't. If you get confused, then you can look up the word and say, because you need to, because of syntax, to figure it out. But you don't necessarily know that. When you see an M ending, you know, okay, that's either going to be an accusative, or if it's a neuter noun, it could be a nominative and accusative. It happens to be a neuter noun. Let's look at Bhikshukal. When you see that ow ending, what is that? It could be if it was, that's a possibility. It is a possibility. What else could it be?
Dual, nominative.
Nominative or accusative dual. Now, the word happens to be Bhikshuka. If the word was Bhikshuki, then Bhikshukal. Say if the word was Bhikshuki, like Hari, then Bhikshukal would be in the locative singular, right? If the word was Bhikshuki,
yeah,
then Bhikshukal would be locative singular.
Right.
This, the word happens to be Bhikshuka. And so, now, when you see, let me do one thing before. Go to the verb. Where's the verb? Do you remember what the ate ending would be?
Singular. Plural. No, sorry.
Ate. Te, ate.
Third person, plural person.
Dual. It'd be.
Oh, yeah, dual.
It'd actually be te, ite, ante. So you'll see ate there. So it's dual. Yeche, te. When you see that ate, that's third person dual. If it's third person dual, say you're able to figure that out, that it's often a present tense, third person dual, then when you see Bhikshukal, what do you know?
It's dual.
Yeah, that it's going to be a nominative dual, because the verb is dual. So here Bhikshuka could be nominative or accusative dual. You know that it's going to be nominative, because the verb is dual, Bhikshukal is dual, so the beggars, Yache te beg. The two beggars beg. And then dravyam means money. So that's what they're begging is money. And this verb yaj governs a double accusative. The person who's being begged from is put in the accusative, and the object that you're begging for is an accusative. So yaj governs a double accusative. So it says, the two beggars beg money, beg the rich person for money. That's how you'd say it in English. Let's go to the next one. Sviyan gunan katyete. Katyete.
Sviyan gunan katyete.
What is the sviyan? What's that on ending, do you think? Raman, accusative plural. Sviyan. Gunan.
Awesome.
Do you see you've got two accusatives there? Sviyan, gunan. Sviya happens to be an adjective. And it's going to be an adjective. It means one's own. Gunan, accusative plural. What do you think katyete, that ate ending is?
Second
person dual, ate. Second person plural would be dwe. So ate is the dual. Second person, so you both extol or praise, okay? Your own gunas. Gunas means your good qualities, and it's in the accusative plural, that like Raman. And squia is a reflexive verb. It means one's own. So if the verb was you both praise, then it would be you both praise your own gunas. If it was he praises, it would be he praises his gunas. That's how you would translate the squia. If it was I praise the gunas, it would be I praise my gunas. So swiya is reflexive. It always goes back to the speaker, to who is the subject of the sentence. So he praises his gunas, she praises her gunas, they praise their gunas, in terms of translation. Everybody see that? So swiya is an adjective. Do you see the on ending? Swiyan, accusative plural. Gunan, accusative plural. Katyete, atmanepara, present tense, second person, dual. You both praise your own gunas.
So you don't put the E in there for that second person?
The cut plus a plus ete. A plus E is A.
Oh, I see.
So you're always going to see it as ete.
I guess, why is the verb, I guess I'm not understanding, the verb is second person, but the noun is plural?
The nouns is the accusative in the sentence. So the verb is you both praise.
But you both is only two.
Yeah, you two praise.
But this looks like it's plural.
It is.
It's but plural the many gunas.
You two praise many gunas. You could say you two praise one guna. That would be singular. You two praise two gunas. That would be dual. You two praise many gunas. Because it's in the accusative case. It's not the nominative case. So you're praising many, three or more gunas.
So then we could also say singular for svia and singular for guna, and then still use you for...
Yeah, it could be sviam, gunam, katyete. You all praise your guna, your one guna.
Because the you is in the verb.
That's right.
You all is in the verb. Now that's what
it's okay. So you could say sviao, gunao, katyete. You both praise your two gunas. Or swiyan, accusative plural, swiyan, right? Gunan, your gunas, you both praise. So yeah, the dual is in the subject, for the subject only. Everybody see that?
Now, is it katyete or katete?
Katete. Am I saying katye? It might have been. It should be cut te te.
Cut te te. Okay.
So is that.
Cut means to praise or.
The E that goes with the last te?
Yeah, cut. The root is cut.
Okay.
Plus, so cut plus the gunna sign a, plus the ending ite, cut te te. You see it? If the gunna sign is a, remember the conjugational sign? Cut plus a, cut ta, plus ite. A plus e is a.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everybody with me? Let me do a couple more. Udyogat dhanam labhadwe.
Udyogat dhanam labhadwe.
If you say udyogat, what's that ot ending? Like ramat, udyogat. Dhanam, what could dhanam be?
Accusative singular or nominative accusative neuter.
That's right. Dhana happens to be a neuter noun. So what are the choices?
Nominative or accusative singular.
Mm-hmm. Nominative or accusative singular, or if it's a masculine noun, it would be only accusative singular. What's the verb? What's that dwe affix?
Second person plural.
Second person plural. Se ite dwe. Second person plural. Lub, so means you obtain. Lub, to obtain. Lubad dwe, you all obtain. What do you obtain? Would be in the accusative. Dunham. How? Because of what? Udyoga means exertion. From exertion, because of exertion, because of your efforts, is the idea. From your efforts, you all gain or obtain dhanam. Dhanam's that accusative. Okay?
And what's dhanam?
Wealth. Go to the next page. Go to the top sentence, and then we'll call it a day. Mitranam abhyudaye nara, I'm putting the sandhyan, naraha modante. Go ahead.
Mitranam
abhyudaye
naraha
modante. Modante, you have to go down. You see it? Modante? Yeah. Mitranam, what case would that be? Yeah, mitranam, like ramanam. You guys see it? Mitranam, genitive plural. The word, next word is abhyudaya, abhyudaya. What would abhyudaya be?
First person singular?
No.
Abhyudaya, sorry.
Abhyudaya
is not a verb at all.
Yes, not a verb. Yeah. Means prosperity. Locative singular. That, and abhyudaya happens to be a masculine noun. So it is, that's the only thing it could be. Since it's a masculine noun, it could only be locative singular, abhyudaya. Abhyudaya. But if it was a neuter noun, what could it be? Say you don't know. You don't know whether it's masculine or neuter. That's right. If it was neuter because of palam, pale, palani, it could also be a nominative or accusative neuter, dual, yeah. Or locative dual. Locative dual would be, locative singular, sorry, locative singular would be true for masculine and neuter nouns, abhyudaya. If abhyudaya was a neuter noun, it could be also like palam, pale, palani, nominative or accusative dual. But abhyudaya happens to be masculine.
It's also, I mean, with the ye, it's kind of confusing because it could be a feminine, you know, haraye, it could be dative.
Then, not feminine, but then you would have to know that.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. If it was like a beauty.
Yeah.
A beauty, but it's not. It's a beautia, okay? But that's right. That's the way you should, that's the way, exactly how I want you to be thinking of all the possibilities are, yeah. So, mitranam is... Only there's really only really one thing that should be, and that should be the genitive plural. Abhyudaye is, because abhyudaya is masculine, it's locative singular. If it was neuter, it could be, would also be locative singular, or it could be nominative or accusative dual. Palam pale palani. Naraha, what is that? Nominative plural. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. Naraha. What about modante? Ante.
Third person plural,
right? So naraha, modante. Mode means to enjoy or rejoice in. So naraha, modante, the men. Naraha, nominative plural, the men. Naraha, modante, they rejoice. Abhyudaye, in the prosperity, you rejoice in Sanskrit, you rejoice in something. So they rejoice in the prosperity, abhyudaye, mitranam, of friends. They rejoice in their friends' prosperity.
It's kind of funny to have the locative, it's like in the prosperity, almost like a physical location.
Yeah, it's like, that's right. Everybody see that?
Is there a way to tell when one noun ends and the other begins? Are there rules on that? Or?
That's what the Sandhi rules are about, and also by your familiarity with endings. Like if you say mitranam, and you know that anam is a genitive, your mind will automatically break it there. So by knowing the words, knowing the endings, and knowing the Sandhi rules, you know where to break.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, that's how it is.
Look up the whole word and not find
familiarity counts.
You have to have.
I've got it here on tape.
Familiar.
It's so hard to say. I don't know how you can say it.
Familiar. No, what?
Tell
me again. Tell me again. tell to me. Let me practice.
Familiarity.
Familiarity. What do I say? Familiar.
Familiarity.
You know, I've probably been saying it for so long that it's going to require some, you know.
You can break it like it's familiarity, like that.
Familiarity.
Yeah.
I don't like it that way.
We know what you mean anyway.
Yeah. Familiarity. Familiarity, maybe. We'll see. Okay, so let me tell you what a good exercise would be, is to just run through these words. When you see a word, see if you can identify. See if you can identify what the endings are. You know? You may or may not be able to, but certainly you can some. Like, say if you're going down... Like the third one, you see murkanam. You should be able to say, oh, that's a genitive plural. If you see vayatyam, you don't know for sure. That could be nominative or accusative singular for a neuter, or it could also just be the accusative for a masculine. Na saha mahe mahe, what's that? Third person, first person plural. Just get, you know, it's just like an exercise. Say you go down a few more, like that vriksheshu. What's eshu? Look at a pearl. Kusumani, what's that? Ani. Palample plani. Nominative accusative plural. Paratente, ante ending. Third person plural, right? Go to look at the next one. Acharyasya, sya. Genitive singular. Nirdesham. Nirdesham, from Nirdesha. Palample plani, or ramam, or accusative. So, you know. So you're even if you don't know what nirdesha is, I'm not sure what it is. I think it's masculine. Yes, masculine. But I didn't really know, okay? But I don't need to know because I know what the possibilities are. And when I see anuruddhya dve, right? You all, what is anuruddhi? A bay or something? Yeah, bay. You all obey the direction. You know, the direction of the acharya. Nirdesham has to be accusative. There's nothing else for it to be. It can't be nominative because of the dway. You all obey. So that puts that in accusative. There's no other choice. So you all obey the direction acharya of the acharya. Syntax takes care of so much, you know, because there's only so many things that you know, would be make sense in a sentence. So the syntax will tell you a lot. Everybody see? So I would spend this month making Ramaha Rama Rama, making them small so you just know it, and then go through these sentences and just keep identifying, you know, until it's effortless.
I think what we did in class is really helpful because when somebody asks, you know, what is this, or you know, like you said, give me the line for looking, that's really helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we just have to drill. Let's do a few minutes.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.